This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Cases of Omicron variant of the coronavirus have been popping up in countries on opposite sides of the world, prompting many governments to close their borders. But the World Health Organization is urging against flight bans. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a televised address, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called for the bans to be lifted.
There is no scientific justification whatsoever.
Ramaphosa adds the bans will damage the economies and people of Southern Africa, and rich countries should be offering support.
To access and to manufacture enough vaccine doses for their people without delay.
President Biden's top medical advisor praises South Africa's transparency about the outbreak, but the U.S. is instituting a ban on travel from the region.
That was AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. Britain said it will convene an urgent meeting of G7 health ministers on Monday in response to the new variant. The British government announced new measures on Saturday to try to slow the spread of the variant. Tougher rules are now in place for people arriving in Britain and ordering the use of masks in retail settings and on public transport. Some school children will also be required to wear face coverings in communal areas. Member states of the World Health Organization have reached a tentative consensus to negotiate a future agreement on preventing pandemics. Diplomats said Sunday the consensus would also bridge the gap between sides led by the European Union and United States. The draft resolution was prepared over the weekend. This is VOA News. Israel's president has visited one of the most contentious spots in the occupied West Bank to celebrate the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. Sunday's visit by Isaac Herzog to the West Bank city of Hebron sparked scuffles between Israeli security forces and protesters. Herzog said he was visiting the Cave of the Patriarchs to celebrate the ancient city's Jewish past and promote interfaith relations. The city is known for its tiny ultra-nationalist Jewish settler community and difficult living conditions for Palestinians. The visit drew widespread criticism from Palestinians and left-wing Israelis. France is ready for a serious discussion with Britain on issues relating to illegal migration. The country's interior minister, Gérald Darmanin, said France will not be held hostage to London's domestic politics. The two countries are already at loggerheads over post-Brexit trading rules and fishing rights. Last week, relations soured even further after 27 people died trying to cross the channel. The Burkina Faso government said it was lifting a suspension on the mobile internet from Sunday evening. That's 1 week after imposing the ban for what it said was security and defense reasons. The suspension came amid widespread anger and violent protests in Burkina Faso over what demonstrators said was the government's inability to stop deadly attacks by Islamist militants. Protesters burned tires and ransacked a government building in the capital on Saturday. Hondurans headed to the polls on Sunday to pick a new president. Leftist candidate Xiomara Castro, hoping to oust the right-wing National Party. The National Party's 12-year rule has been beset by graft scandals, chronic unemployment, and waves of fleeing migrants. If she wins, Castro would become the first female president in Honduras. Her victory would mark the left's return to power for the first time since her husband, former President Manuel Zelaya, was deposed in a 2009 coup. She's gained favor from voters for her efforts to consolidate opposition to outgoing President Juan Orlando Hernandez, who has denied accusations of having ties to powerful gangs and other scandals. Katrin Jakobsdottir on Sunday kicked off her second term as Prime Minister of Iceland. The popular prime minister and fervent feminist has become a unifying force after years of political upheaval. The country's three coalition parties agreed that the 45-year-old would remain premier, a post she has held since 2017, despite her left-wing movement's weak showing in September's legislative election. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.